This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show, the dawn of a new era, day number 5. I am in studio Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Steve Taylor on Wednesday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. All right, this is the show where you're going to get unique insight, unbridled honesty, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun in the process talking Husker sports, Husker football, and college football, and general sports. In general, I don't know why I said general twice, but general sports in general as well. All right, but right here, right now, we're going to react to Matt Rhule's press conference and some of the things that the head coach had to say. Now, he was pretty effusive of his praise of Dylan Raiola, and justifiably so. He talked about his preparation and intensity, and at this moment, it is greater than that because it's infectious into the his offensive teammates. Like, they see that. I think back to that moment in camp where the defense was running gassers, not the offense, and Dylan went over and ran gassers with the defense. That sticks out to me so much. And I guarantee that carries over, and I guarantee that reverberates throughout the locker room. All right, he says, Raiola knows all 120 plays in the game plan. Coach Matt Rhule said, and I quote, "I think we're playing winning football, so we want to get to championship football," end quote. I'll tell you right now, sitting here at 2-0, being ranked, had you said a month ago, Adam, two games in the season, you'll be 2-0 and ranked, would you take it? Yes, absolutely. But a coach is never satisfied. A true competitor is never satisfied. I talked about earlier in the show, we've played 8 quarters so far, and Nebraska's legitimately had 5 good ones. And I think that's what he's talking about. We're playing winning football. But you want to play championship caliber, championship contender football. You got to be playing way more than just over 50% good quarters, so to speak. All right. Defense playing great so far. Really are. One of the most elite wide receiver groups as far as athleticism and quarterback play in general that you're going to find in the country. They just held Colorado to 10 points and shut them out in the first half. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, there were large portions of the first half where Colorado had negative rushing yards. And at one point, they were averaging negative 1 yard per play. That's insane. The black shirts were tough to run on, tough to score on, tough to have consistent success on last year. They needed to improve on turnovers and scoring on defense, and they've improved on both. Black shirts are playing really, really good. The pass rush is improved. Can't get complacent. You can't rest on your laurels. You got to show up this Saturday, and all those starters should be sitting on the bench by halftime. That should be the goal, with all due respect to Northern Iowa. You want to show that you're really taking the next step, don't have a letdown. Don't play to the level of your competition. Go out there and play 4 full freaking quarters, and don't let it be close. That's how you know you're taking the next step. When it's an opponent that admittedly, I'm not sure how they're going to push you unless you just don't show up at 100% ready to go this Saturday. Head coach Matt Rhule said on film review, they spent an hour, all right, watching film with the offense and the defense going over all these little things that they want to improve on, they want to get better on. Nebraska head football coach Matt Rhule on being ranked said, and I quote, "It's where we probably should be, but it's not where we want to be," end quote. In other words, he wants to keep going up the rankings. Well, of course he does. But you got to keep pushing them. You got to keep getting better. I couldn't be happier at this moment in time. Again, had you told me a month ago this is where we're going to be sitting, Adam, would you take it? I just said, uh-huh, absolutely. But you keep getting better. And that's what Matt Rhule's looking to do. One of my favorite things he said, other than calling out the Big 12 refs because they can't find him after the game. I love that. Marshawn Lynch, I'm just here so I won't get fined. Matt Rhule, I'm going to say what I want because I can't get fined. I'd love to see a picture of those two together. That'd be a phenomenal. Like, we got the bulletin boards of all the 93.7, the ticket hosts around Lincoln. Check them out if you get a chance, ladies and gentlemen. I want to see a bulletin board, okay, of Matt Rhule and Marshawn Lynch. "I'm just here so I won't get fined. The refs suck and I can say it." I'm not quoting directly, obviously. but they can't find me. I think that'd be phenomenal. But my favorite thing that he said after the Colorado game is we're going to treat this like a loss, just like we did the UTEP game. I love that.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right. Matt Rhule said NU had the worst special teams performance he's been a part of in some time. So he coached last year. Does anybody else remember the special teams last year? It was better, not great. I think that's saying something. Not sure why, he said. Noted bad kickoff return defense, dropped kickoff, blocked punt. Says special teams coordinator Ed Foley is the right guy to fix it. Our offense is clearly better. The defense seems to have taken the next step. We're two games in. We have yet to play an actual good team yet. Although I will say this, I do think Colorado is at worst as good as they were last year. They probably did upgrade certain spots. Nebraska's just a lot better. It's what happens when you want to develop players and not just bring in a bunch of transfers. But I digress. My point is simply this. We're clearly better on offense. We seem to be taking the next step on defense, but you can't ignore that third phase of the game. If you didn't know, Michigan, who has never had a top five recruiting class under Jim Harbaugh or Sharon Moore, who's there now, won the national championship last year. Three Big Ten championships in a row. Three wins over Ohio State in a row, who always has a top five recruiting class. One of their big advantages last year, by the way, Michigan put more players into the NFL through the NFL draft than any other team in the country. That includes Georgia and Bama and Ohio State and all these teams that out-recruit them. Through development, through a physical mindset. But Michigan a season ago had the best average starting field position throughout the season of any team in the country. That's special teams. Don't ignore that third portion of the game. All right. Got a couple other notes here. Matt Rhule said Nebraska could have scored 42 or 50 points against Colorado. And I quote, "We still have some evolution on offense to do." End quote, the coach said. I agree with that. I think the second half, the natural tendency was to get conservative. First half, great game plan, great execution. Again, putting four full quarters together. All right. He did say Nebraska's wide receivers did not block well in the perimeter against Colorado. And that is something Matt Rhule preaches. That's something Nebraska did for you. You're going to play wide receiver at Nebraska. You're going to block first, second, third, maybe catch fourth for decades. And it worked. Matt Rhule's of the same mindset, except we're going to throw the ball just a smidge more. If you're not going to block, he's not going to put you on the field. There's a reason he said that publicly. I feel like he says certain things publicly. Like if you remember back to you got to spend $1 to $2 million to get a quarterback. He was talking to certain people with that statement. He's talking to certain people with this statement. All right. He did give a big shout out today at his press conference to walk-ons Roman Mangini and Kenneth Williams, who played Jimmy Horn Jr. and Travis Hunter in practice to help prepare the defense last week. Rhule said they did a great job. So you've got to keep in mind, I've been a Nebraska fan since I was a kid. One of my favorite things right outside the locker room is the wall is where they have on the wall, they have highlighted all the walk-ons who went on to be All-Americans here at Nebraska. It's not a short list. It's very lengthy. And guys who went on to play in the NFL and guys who won national championships. I am married. My wife is the sister of a walk-on here in Nebraska, walk-on defensive end who was 2 years older than me, and that's how I met my wife, was through him because I was good friends with him. I will always be partial and biased, unapologetically so, towards showing love to walk-ons. When you go to school, and I know it's a little different now in the NIL era and all that good stuff, and rules are changing, I get all that. But when you go to school, and you go to practice and you do everything the scholarship guys do, and then you got to find a way to put yourself through school on top of it. I got nothing but love and respect. And you don't, not all of them see the field. Not all of them get recognition. I love that Matt Rhule showed them recognition, because what happens in practice during the week, I would say 85 to 90% of the time, games are played on Saturday, but they're won Sunday through Friday. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We got the locker room coming up right after this, a brand new, phenomenal, great show. All right, and I'll be back tomorrow, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time with the Adam Carriker Show. Until then, go Big Red. And always remember, I got to remember to look at that camera more. To throw the phone.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.